بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد.
So let me start by giving you a gift. First part of my gift is to just help you to understand one simple thing, which is that concept plus method plus tools. This gives us success. A sound concept that works, a sound method that works, and tools. Apply this to Islam. The concept we have is called the Quran. The method we have is called the Sunnah. What is the Sunnah? The hadith of Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, our mother, she said, somebody came and asked her, please tell us about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She asked the man, she said, don't you read the Quran? The man said, yes, I read the Quran. She said, his life was the Quran. So, the tafsir of the Quran in practice is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, we have the concept which is the Quran. We have the method which is the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the sunnah. The tools have to change from time to time, from age to age. Now, this is something very important to understand, because sometimes we get very rigid with the tool. That is not sensible, because times change, people change, mentalities change, methodologies change, technology changes. And if you are stuck in one particular tool, you will not succeed. Let me give you an example. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, we know from him when he was Khalifa that he used to patrol in the town of Medina to see what is the situation of the people. Yes? You've all heard these stories. What do you think will happen to you if you do that today? You will have lawsuits up to here for invasion of privacy. You will have lawsuits up to there for violating the rights of privacy of people. You will have lawsuits for surveillance. So what shall we do? Shall we say that Sayyidina Umar made a mistake? Radhiyallahu anhu? No. We learn the, what is the concept? What was he trying to do? He said, as a ruler, I must know what is the situation of my people, and if anybody needs any help, I should be able to give them that help. Now tell me, the concept itself, does it work today? Of course. This is the problem with most countries, this is the problem with most places, that rulers are not concerned about their people. So we are saying here, how can we produce rulers who are concerned about the people, who are really interested in removing the difficulties of people? The tool has to change. How will you do that? The method has to change. You can't use the same method that you were using in the 7th century. Today is the 21st century, so the method must change. The principle remains the same. So sometimes we get confused. We say, oh, but you know, Quran came 1400 years ago. It doesn't make it. That's not the problem. Is that Alhamdulillah, the method is good for all time. How we apply it in our context today, this is what can and must change. And this whole thing moves on the platform of tawakkal ala Allah. We trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to make all of this work. So let me give you my gift. And my gift to you is that from this moment onwards, a new life is in your hands. Right? Now, do you want a new life? Do you need a new life? I'm asking this question to every single one of you. Do you really believe that there needs to be change in your life to make you more productive, to make you happier, to make you more of anything positive, to become better connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu? All positive things. Do you think you need that in your life? This is not a hypothetical question. This is not a dumb question to say, oh yeah, I have to say no, I have to say yes. No, 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 you don't have to say yes. You might say, you know what? I am perfectly happy the way I am. And I'll tell you, something happened to me personally. One of the things we'll talk today about is the life goal, because this is a life goal planning workshop. One of my aunts, she's now 84. So one day I was talking to her and I told her, you know, the importance of having a life goal. She told me, you know what, why must I have a life goal? I don't need a life goal. I'm perfectly happy the way I am. Right? I'm living comfortably. I'm 84 years old. I don't need any life goal. That's fine. I mean, I've got no problem with that. So I want you to answer this question, not to me, to yourself. Do you need a new life? Because I can't give you a new life, but I can teach you a way where you can get a new life. You love it, Mama. Do you want to know? I mean, you're here, you may as well know, right? I call that the power of one. The power of one. 1 degree more. Just 1 degree more. At 99 degrees, water is hot. At 100 degrees, it boils. Boiling water produces steam. Steam powers an engine. A matter of 1 degree only. At 99 degrees, nothing happens. At 100 degrees, a train moves. A matter of only 1 degree more. In the 2008 Olympics men's 800 meter race, the difference between the Olympic gold medal and no medal, I'm not talking about gold and silver, gold and bronze, the difference between gold medal and no medal was 0.29 seconds. Less than half a second. The difference between an Olympic gold medal and no medal, Wilfred Bungai of Kenya won the medal. The difference between a gold medal and no medal was 0.29 seconds. In the Indy 500 car race, again 2008, the difference between the first and second place was 1.7 seconds. Maybe, say, close to 1 second, 1.7 seconds. The difference in prize money was $1,700,000. A matter of 1 degree more. Only 1 degree separates the good from the great. I'm not talking about the good and the bad. The good and the great. You are good already. Do you want to become great? The difference between growing up and growing old, there is a short window during which we can make a difference. Once that window closes, our life is effectively over, even if we remain alive. Because to live is not merely to draw breath. Let me ask you this question. What differentiates the lion from the antelope? The same thing that differentiates laser from normal light. What is it that differentiates the leaders from the rest? And that is focus. Ordinary light at best illuminates. Laser can cut through steel. Focus. No other difference. What is focus? Focus is the art of ignoring fluff. 99% of the stuff that comes to you on WhatsApp, on Facebook, on Twitter, on all social media is called what? What is the word? Fluff. Fluff. That fluff is very costly. Your choice. You want to engage with the fluff or you want to engage with your life? Because it's your life, not anybody else's. If you want to get what you never had, you have to do what you never did. If you always do what you always did, you will always get what you always got. If you want to get what you never had, you have to do what you never did. Results come from actions, and actions define you. It's your life, and you are responsible for the results. Not the whole world, not your past, not your parents, not political leaders, not anybody. It's me and you. I decide what I want to happen to my life, and you decide what you want to happen to your life. Circumstances, this, that, hardship, ease, is all around us. Common boundary conditions for everybody. How we decide to deal with that is our choice. So you are now aware and you have a target. What's the target? Anybody? What is the target? 1 degree more. Understand this. I'm not telling you, you have to change everything you are doing. No, just 1 degree more. That's it. Not difficult, right? On the path to success, there are 5 realities that we must face. The first one is we become what we think. Your mind is like a fertile field. It doesn't care what you plant in it. It will return to you whatever you put in it. You plant wheat, you get wheat. You plant rice, you get rice. You plant wheat, you want rice, you don't get. Second one, attitude. Present circumstances do not decide if you will succeed or fail. They only decide where you need to start. It doesn't matter whether you were born rich or poor, black or white, American or Indian, whatever. It doesn't matter what you were born, where you were born, what you did. That is not the determinant of success or failure. What determines success or failure is what you do with what you got. It just depends on where you start. Fourth one, faith. What is faith? I love this Barbara Winters definition of faith. She says, when you come to the end of the light of all that you know and are about to step off into the darkness of the unknown, faith is knowing that there will be something firm to stand on, or you will be taught how to fly. That is faith. That is tawakkul ala Allah. And then we come to the goal. What kind of goal? An extraordinary goal. Why an extraordinary goal? Because it is the nature of the extraordinary goal to inspire extraordinary effort. You only live when you challenge yourself. The greatest danger in life is comfort. The last one, perseverance. For success is nothing more than this: to rise every time you fall. It's okay to fall. It's not okay to stay down. It's okay to fall because everybody falls. But it's not okay to stay down. You have the choice of standing up, so get up. And that's why I say we like to talk about role models. I say that it's not important who you want to be. What is important is who wants to be you. And that is why this is my motto in life. I will not allow what is not in my control to prevent me from doing what is in my control. I will not allow what is not in my control to prevent me from doing what is in my control. Because no matter which situation you are in, you may be the most powerful man or woman on the planet, you might be the most powerless. You always have an opportunity to do something about it. Will you take that opportunity? That's the point that we are talking about. So, That was my gift to you.
وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.